Chapter 23, Section 4. Napoleon's Empire Collapses. Before you read, in the last section, you read how Napoleon built his power. In this section, you learn why he lost it. Napoleon's costly mistakes. What mistakes did Napoleon make abroad? Napoleon's own personality posed a threat to his empire. His love of power pushed him to expand his empire. His efforts to extend French rule led to his empire's collapse. Napoleon made three costly mistakes. His first mistake was caused by his desire to crush Britain. He wanted to hurt the British economy. So in 1806, he ordered a blockade. This was an effort to stop all trade between Britain and other European nations. Napoleon called this policy the Continental System. It was supposed to make continental Europe more self-sufficient. The effort failed because some Europeans secretly brought in British goods. At the same time, the British put their own blockade around Europe. Because the British Navy was so strong, it worked well. Soon the French economy, along with others on the European continent, weakened. Napoleon's second mistake was to make his brother King of Spain in 1808. The Spanish people were loyal to their own king. With help from Britain, bands of peasant fighters, called guerrillas, fought Napoleon for 5 years. Napoleon lost 300,000 troops during this Peninsular War. The war gets its name from the Iberian Peninsula on which Spain is located. Napoleon's third mistake was perhaps his worst. In 1812, he tried to conquer Russia far to the east. He entered Russia with more than 400,000 soldiers. As the Russians retreated, however, they followed a scorched earth policy. They burned their fields and killed their livestock, so Napoleon's armies could not eat what they left behind. Although the French got as far as Moscow, winter was coming. Napoleon was forced to order his soldiers to head back. On the way home, bitter cold, hunger, and Russian attacks killed thousands. Thousands more deserted. By the time Napoleon's army left Russian territory, only 10,000 of his soldiers were able to fight. Question 1. What happened to Napoleon in Russia? Napoleon's downfall. What other defeats did Napoleon suffer? Other leaders saw that Napoleon was now weaker. Britain, Russia, Prussia, Sweden, and Austria joined forces and attacked France. Napoleon was defeated at the Battle of Leipzig in Germany in 1813. In 1814, Napoleon gave up his throne and was exiled, or sent away, to the tiny island of Elba off the Italian coast. Louis XVIII took the throne in Paris, but he quickly became unpopular. The peasants feared the new king would undo the land reforms of the Revolution. News of Louis XVIII's trouble was all Napoleon needed to try to regain his empire. In March 1815, he escaped from Elba and boldly returned to France. He took power and raised another army. The rest of the European powers raised armies to fight against Napoleon. Led by the Duke of Wellington, they defeated Napoleon in his final battle near a Belgian town called Waterloo. This defeat ended Napoleon's last attempt at power, which was called the Hundred Days. He was then sent to the far-off island of St. Helena in the southern Atlantic Ocean. He died there in 1821. Question 2. What was Napoleon's last attempt at power, and where did it end?